Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
WEEI Afternoons from our Brighton studios, powered by Verizon. A lot of your phones are powered by Verizon out there, and if you're on social media, Nick Stevens is dead on. Every time you update your Twitter, it's like they're playing a one-up game of who can say better things about the Patriots, Drake May, Mike Vrabel. The dynasty is back. He's a Hall of Fame coach, Coach of the Year, MVP. Andy Hart says he's going to the Patriots Hall of Fame. Like, it's a little bit ridiculous right now. It's a little ridiculous. But
and
it's also kind of cool. It's also much better than, like, Walk It Back Monday with Gerard Mayo and wondering where the hell the season's going and focusing on, hey, who are we going to get with the fourth pick in the the first pick, the third pick. Like, no. We're actually thinking, we're going to have to study more prospects this year because worst case scenario, we're going to be picking in the middle of the draft somewhere. We're not going to be near the top anymore.
Yeah, but we're not worried about the draft now because we're making January plans, baby. Who's the number 7 seed in the AFC right now?
Right now, if the playoffs stupidly started today and overlapped with baseball playoffs, it would be your New England Patriots. They will be in January, we'll see, but it's going to be a talking point all year long. We will be talking about that thanks in part to the schedule maker, which isn't really a person. It's sort of just an algorithm that puts together the schedule based on record over a rotational span of years. But the schedule, the talent, the Patriots, the coach, they will be talking playoffs all year long. We are talking three-point stances because it's 3 o'clock.
3-19!
It's the three-point stance.
I'm going to count to 3.
Tatum puts up a 3. Bam!
Easy as 1, 2, 3.
Pasternak! A hat trick and a 4-3 Boston lead.
3.
WEEI Afternoons.
Time for today's three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, you got to get Glassman. Call all sevens, like the seed the Patriots are right now, if the playoffs started today, 4 months early. 617-777-7777. 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, three hosts, each of which will present their stances on the biggest stories in Boston sports and beyond. Andy Hart, you will lead us off. You get 60 seconds for your opening stance. Are you ready for that?
I am, and I should reference that the Patriots 3-point win fits in nicely here on the 3-point stance.
It just all connects together. Here's 60 seconds for the rest of whatever you got cooked up. Go ahead.
So the Patriots got a 3-point win. They prevented the Bills from scoring on their opening drive. In fact, they had turnover, punt, turnover early in those drives there, and that was a big factor in them having a key 6-3 lead at halftime, which Mike Vrabel said was important to him. He thought they played well enough to have a lead going into the break, and then they win the game by 3 points. Tight game. And we knew this team was going to have certain factors this year that it wanted to lean on. One is the defense. They have Christian Gonzalez back. That's great. Milton Williams making plays. They're good up the middle. Robert Spillane has played himself into form. The guy who's not getting the credit, Zach Kerr. Zach Kerr is doing a great job calling plays, coming up with a game plan in collaboration, I'm sure, with Mike Vrabel and all the other coaches. But this is a young guy, I believe 37-year-old inside linebackers coach, who is now thrown out there having not called plays full-time, not something he expected to do when Terrell Williams was brought in as the defensive coordinator, and it's no one's fault, obviously. Terrell Williams, we wish him well, dealing with his health issues and prostate cancer. But Zach Kerr is doing a phenomenal job for your New England Patriots defense. He's a name you should learn. He seems like a rising star coach. He was an offensive coach in college. He's worked under Vrabel. Now he's calling plays for your defense that just stuck it to Josh Allen in a win in Buffalo. Zach Kerr for president.
Does he deserve a red jacket yet?
That's just ridiculous, Fitzy. Why would you bring up such crap? 3-point stance.
Yeah, God forbid.
Well, I will say that a couple things that are probably helpful. Well, one, we don't necessarily we don't know exactly how much input Terrell Williams has as he either meets or zooms in during the week. I think that's the case thus far. And it certainly does help to have somebody like Mike Vrabel, who has coached defense at the collegiate and professional level before as well. So great infrastructure. And, of course, all the money they spent on defense this offseason. But great infrastructure for somebody
who's diminishing everything he does.
I'm saying he is taking the coaching.
Put him on the clock, diminishing my guy.
Okay, I'd like to do a reverse 3-point stance, please.
I mean, no one's holding his hand when he calls the defenses out there. Everybody has collaboration, every coordinator, right? You go out there, you put together a game plan, you put together a call sheet, you put together what you like situationally, but then he has to call the plays. And we've seen it go sideways a lot in recent years with various coordinators of various experience levels on both sides of the ball. This guy was thrust into a job he really wasn't supposed to have. And I think he's doing a great job with it. Case in point, last night in Buffalo.
You don't think Vrabel is doing any kind of hand holding, at least to get him set up to be calling the plays?
Oh, to get set up? Yeah, that's the collaboration. I think that happens in every team. But when Vrabel is marching up and down and barking at people and doing different things,
yeah.
If you cut to the defensive coordinator, he's calling the next play.
Okay.
He's calling the next play. And I thought they had a nice game plan last night against Josh Allen and that offense. I thought they did. I mean, that was an offense that we had talked about had come in scoring 30-plus points every single game. You held them to 20. You kept them from getting off to the fast starts that you're used to. They had one turnover to start the year. They had three last night. And I'm not saying that's all you or Zach Kerr or anything like that, but like you put that all together, that defensive side of the ball more than did its job last night to help you get that win.
Yeah, damn right they did. Defense was awesome last night. And I think I even kind of want to continue the D party here as the 3-point stance rolls along.
All right.
Just real quick, I think we now know Zach Kerr's cell number.
Oh.
Texted in the 508. Love you guys. Good effing call, Andy. Great stance.
Nice. Thank you, Zach.
How is anyone that passionate about that? Thank you, Zach.
About an inside linebackers coach.
Here, read the number out loud. I'll see if it's the same one that I have. All right, Fitz, are you ready to go, my friends?
I am indeedly doodly, pal.
All right, here is 60 seconds. Go ahead.
All right. Yes, indeed. Your New England Patriots defense did play their best game of the season last night up in Buffalo in the 23-20 upset, or at least it was an upset to most people, not, of course, to Andy and others who were bold enough to pick the Patriots with an outright W. Yes, inside linebackers coach Zach Kerr is doing a great job standing in for defensive coordinator Terrell Williams. Mike Vrabel's got everybody fired up and rocking and rolling. The defensive line doing an awesome job. Robert Spillane, Christian Ellis, welcome back to the party. So many people making massive contributions. But I think as far as the uptick in defensive efficiency, effort, and performance, we need look no further than the reinsertion of their best player on defense and perhaps overall best player. That would be Christian Gonzalez. Though he was hardly going up against Justin Jefferson or Ja'Marr Chase last night, Christian Gonzalez against the Buffalo Bills, 44 coverage snaps in his second game back following the hamstring injury that would never end, 5 targets, 2 catches allowed, 36 yards, 1 pass breakup, and 6 tackles overall. People are not challenging Christian Gonzalez because Agent Zero in coverage is a dangerous, dangerous man. He gives the back end the extra time that allows the front end, that's right, the defensive pass rush to get home and do the things they need to do. Christian Gonzalez now officially back on track to get that contract next year. Agent Zero's a dude.
Yeah, he has definitely stabilized this defense. And we were talking about it last night, that feeling you have when you're like, oh, the last few first-round picks are an all-pro corner, an MVP quarterback, and a good enough at this point left tackle. Like, there's that checklist of marquee positions that you now have as a football team that I feel like makes you worthy of these games. You were playing in primetime last night, and it feels like you're putting together a primetime-worthy roster. Fitzy, another way to talk about that is jerseys. We always talk about jersey sales. Like, what kind of jerseys do kids want? You know what they want? A 0 with Gonzo on it. A 10 with Drake May on it. Now they want, he's not a young guy, but obviously Stephon Diggs is your number. They're checking off those boxes of those marquee tentpole positions. And, Zach Kerr's job is much. Is it Kerr or Kerr? I got to learn his name.
I think it's
better.
Kerr.
Well, it's spelled Kerr, but I thought it was Kerr, according to the media. Kerr down at Gillette Stadium. See what I did there.
How about Big Zach? How about you go with
Big Zach? Zach attack. But, yeah, it certainly makes his job easier because one of my sneaky downs, there weren't a lot of downs other than the penalties to pull from last night's game, is Carlton Davis III is kind of the opposite of Stephon Diggs. He just hasn't really done anything right yet in my eyes. Every time, like the whole weird jet skis instead of working out with the team, and then he's not really on the field in training camp, and now he is on the field, and I'm like, are you good? Are we sure you're good? Are we sure you're worth $20 million a year? Because it doesn't feel right now like he's worth $20 million a year, but Christian Gonzalez is worth more than $20 million a year, and he'll find that out soon.
Yeah, you know, the guy that I wanted all offseason in terms of veteran cornerbacks to bring in to pair opposite Christian Gonzalez, Charvarius Ward, I believe he's actually having a very nice season for the Indianapolis Colts. Not to say that I'm going to start, you know, nitpicking and picking Pepper out of fly blank. You know, Carlton Davis is fine. He just hasn't been $20 million per season fine.
Yes, Dan Ball.
I kind of think you were unfortunately getting what you were worried that Carlton Davis has done his entire career. You know how many seasons he's played over 14 games?
Zero.
So there are inconsistencies in the game. But again, there are flashes of, oh, this is exactly what we're paying $20 million for. But unfortunately, now between Tampa, then 1 year in Detroit, and now in New England, I think this is the inconsistency you get with the guy.
And you can live with it, I guess, if he's your number two corner. And also you can live with it if you're playing this sort of mental game of money. Okay, you're paying him a little too much, but you're not paying enough for this guy over here, and you'll soon be paying him a lot more, and then you won't have this guy over here. You'll move on from him and get somebody else and balance the books in that way. This feels like there's a penalty every game where you're like, don't really needed that. That wasn't in an elite.
Since day one, there's very literally always been something.
Yeah.
There's always an asterisk around Carlton Davis.
What's the best thing he's done? What's the good thing he's done? let me lower the bar from best to good.
I'd have to review the tape before
me
I can
too.
Give you a solid answer.
Yeah, he's been one of the few real disappointments because if you look, Morgan Moses has been good to really good. Robert Spillane, slow start. Now you're starting to pick up as a tackle machine. Milton Williams obviously has lived up to his paycheck. Stephon Diggs has been a revelation. It feels like almost all the signings, Garrett Bradbury, we're not talking about him, and I'm not a PFFer, so I'm not going to grade him, but the fact that we're not talking about him getting his ass kicked and ruining the game tells me Garrett Bradbury, been pretty good. Like, Carlton Davis is kind of the one addition and significant money addition that hasn't really added any benefit to this team this year.
Yeah, it's a shame. By the way, the pronunciation department checking in on the text line, it's Kerr.
I told you it was Kerr.
All right, good for you. I'll take a lap at the break.
I also mixed in Kerr and Kerr just in case, so at least some of them would be accurate.
All your bases covered. That's the Andy Hart way.
Absolutely.
I'm sticking with Big Zach. But look, Carlton Davis is the guy you got. He's going to eventually miss a game or two or three, since Dan said he's never played more than 14 games in a season. I'll tell you, Andy, in about 15 minutes, we're going to speak to somebody who has actually surpassed and overplayed expectations thus far, cornerback Marcus Jones. So however you feel as though like Carlton Davis has underwhelmed, I think Marcus Jones has overwhelmed, helping add to the efficiency and excellence of the secondary.
Yeah, Marcus Jones is having by far his best stretch of cornerback play for me, by far.
Yeah, you told me he couldn't cover.
I didn't say that, and I certainly didn't say that 10 minutes before he's set to join us on the show. I said
he's a good returner. I don't know about cornerback.
I said he's a great returner. I think he could be a good slot receiver or third down back. And I said, actually, the worst thing he does, I feel like, is play cornerback. But this year, I think he's played some of his best corner. Interception, physical play, tackles.
The physical play is the stuff that I'm really impressed by.
Yeah, I also wonder, is it sustainable? I know it's great when we talk about this, but I feel like when we talk about these undersized guys that they love physicality, like he told us earlier in the year, he plays like he's bigger than he is. You know how that usually ends? Not well, because there's usually people that are literally bigger than he is that end up hitting him at some point, and it usually doesn't end well. All right, Dan Ball, who's next?
That would be me. And we have
Are you ready?
We have a couple minutes in our three-point stance, and I'm going to use it dunking on the New York Yankees. Stiz, let's set the scene.
Down and ball.
That was Vlad Guerrero Jr. hitting a grand slam off of Will Warren, who relieved Max Fried, who gave up seven runs for the New York Yankees. That was Vlad Jr. showing Aaron Judge what it's like to actually hit meaningful home runs in the playoffs. That was the sound of the Toronto fans reaching 111 on the decibel meter for the grand slam. Toronto baseball fans are underrated, but that is not why I'm here. Most runs through the first two games of a single postseason in MLB history. The Blue Jays now have it at 23. They're up 2-0 on the New York Yankees, who are on the brink of elimination. They'll play Game 3 tomorrow. And as much as I am excited to see that the New York Yankees are about to be eliminated, about to be swept and win exactly one more playoff game than the Boston Red Sox, this whole series infuriates me. The Red Sox were capable of beating the Yankees. They beat themselves in Game 2, and then Cam Schlittler had a great outing in Game 3. And they were capable of beating the Toronto Blue Jays. So as much as it was a successful season in 2025 for Boston, this series proves to me that they disappointed in the wild card rounds.
Blame Nate Eaton. It all comes back to Nate Eaton. Run your ass off from second base, and you're playing the Blue Jays. And you're probably getting blown out by the Blue Jays because you didn't have any pitching. Getting blown out by the Blue Jays in the next round would be more enjoyable than looking at the Yankees getting blown out. Even though there is a little schadenfreude in that, so to speak. You're right.
There is.
They were beatable, and they didn't even beat you. They just kind of advanced, right? Like, that's the frustrating part. Like, they never beat you as a Red Sox. You either beat yourself or they just kind of advanced. And that's got to be frustrating. Like, if you're Alex Cora, if you're our guy sitting back there, you got to be like, we coulda, shoulda, woulda, mighta, oughta, but didn't in the end.
Like, I look at the effort that's being put forth by the Yankees right now. Max Fried, your game two starter, seven runs. Garrett Crochet would have been pitching on regular rest for game two of that series. You're telling me you're not getting better than a seven runs over 3 1/3 outing from Garrett Crochet? I don't know what Connelly Earle would have done in a game one with Toronto being rested up, but I can't imagine that it would have been a worse showing than what we're seeing from the paper tiger Yankees that we're seeing right now.
Or like a Toley, Harrison, Bernardino combo. I don't care. They would have at least hung in there and not spit up all over themselves like the Yankees have in game one and game two. And, you know, New York radio is completely melting down, and it's wonderful. Actually, today, if you're a Boston fan, as much as you enjoy listening to WEI Afternoons, all of our fabulous programming on a Patriots Monday, slipping in a little New York radio is kind of delightful if we're mentioning schadenfreude. The Giants blew it. The Jets got absolutely waxed once again by the Cowboys. The Yankees got bombed out. The Mets blew it. Like, it's just kind of wonderful. It's really just it is a complete sweet treat. And Andy, the Yankees beat the Red Sox in Game 3. Make no mistake, the Sox were never in that game. And, you know, they ate the Schlittler, and that's what happened, okay? They just got dealt a legendary performance with that quadruple-A lineup. Game two is the one where they absolutely whizzed away the opportunity to advance and at least try to get, I don't know, a home playoff game.
And we probably, while we're doing our little playoff baseball minute here, should apologize to the Blue Jays. Apparently the sky was not falling. You're actually hitting lots of home runs and balls into the sky. That's going to advance you to the American League Championship Series. So I apologize. John Schneider, that's his name, right? The manager?
That's the guy.
I apologize. I thought you were admitting the sky was falling, but whatever button you pushed, it seems to have worked. You scored 23 runs in two games.
They can bring
you
Jesus
now
back.
Apologize.
Thank you. It's over. It's a wrap.
It's over.
By the way, Big Poppy, please play Big Poppy on Fox trolling A-Rod and Jeter forever. I don't know if there's any television I enjoy more. Jesus could come back and they're still going to Cancun. Put that on a shirt.
And we'll wrap up our three-point stances with, we missed it, but it's out there now. Zach Kaur now also has the baddest ass nickname among defensive coordinators in the National Football League. According to the 508, Hardcore. That's a sick nickname for a defensive coordinator. Zach Hardcore. Woo! Ooh, print the t-shirts, get that man a head coaching job, but for now, just let him run the defense.
Not yet. Let's keep him in New England for the time being.
Keep him for a while to keep winning games.
What are you trying to get him hired by the Dolphins so that we have to deal with him for the next 5 years?
Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, Fitzy alluded to it, our guy Marcus Jones, fresh off his game. Not clinching, but I think a big play in that game, interception of Josh Allen early on, helped the Patriots get the win. We'll talk to Marcus Jones next. And 4 o'clock, Drake May will join us to talk about his performance against Josh Allen. That's all next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Monday after a huge win over the Bills in Buffalo on Sunday Night Football. Let's go right to the guest line where we are joined by our buddy Marcus Jones, Patriots cornerback, punt returner. Mr. Jones, how are we doing this week?
I'm doing good. How are you?
We're great. We got to sit back and watch a really fun primetime football game between two really good competitive football teams. You got to play in it. What was that? What was that environment and the result like last night?
Man, first off, I want to say that it was definitely a hostile environment. You know, the fans came out. You know, they were trying to make it loud and everything like that for our offense and stuff, but it was great to come out that hostile environment with a W for sure.
So Marcus, beyond good health thus far into the season, what would you attribute to your putting together what looks to be your best overall pro season to date in the return game, defensively, interceptions, hard tackles? It really looks like it's all coming together for you this season.
My main thing is just doing whatever I need to do for the team to get a W, you know, whether it's, you know, fitting the right gap and stuff and returning the ball, you know, setting up the offense and things like that, and then also making plays to where we can get the ball back to our offense, or, you know, even putting points on the board on defense and stuff is very important. We always talked about it, you know, The best players got to make the best plays and everything like that for the team to succeed.
Speaking of the best players making the best plays, let's get into your interception. That was a tremendous play on your part from our vantage point. And I wanted to ask you, I forget whether it was Woodson. It seemed like you had a little safety help there in the middle of the field. Did whatever coverage you were in, did that allow you to play that a little bit more aggressively? Because you definitely undercut the ball there in the red zone, and that ended up being a huge play.
Yeah, The type of route that they kind of ran was over by three, and then number two was running kind of like a dig. So as soon as I seen him standing inside, I was like, you know, get those blocks and just underpin it. And I seen his eyes kind of get big and throw the ball, and I was like, you know, I can definitely make a play on this. And it was definitely a change of play today for sure. So I was glad to get the ball back to the offense.
Now take us back to the week prior, the week leading up to the game in Buffalo, Marcus. Was the week of practice spirited, feisty, passionate? Did you guys know that you needed to elevate your emotions in advance of flying to Buffalo for that division showdown?
Yeah, Braves talked to us about the sense of being it's a divisional game, you know? And like I said, going to Buffalo is a hostile environment for sure, so he was making sure to blast the music extremely loud for the offense, so then it makes it difficult for them to hear checks and things like that. So it helped out whenever it came down to us going back down, going back up there, and being able to, you know, take advantage of the opportunity.
Marcus Jones, Patriots defensive back punt returner here on a Patriots Monday on WEEI Afternoons. Marcus, it was a special night for Stephon Diggs on a lot of levels. He obviously going back to Buffalo where he had so much success and then goes out there and puts up 146 yards receiving. What was his energy like on the sideline? I know there was even times when he wasn't in the game, he was cheering you guys on as a defense. What kind of juice did he bring to that environment last night?
He brings a lot of juice, no matter what game it is. You know, he's the ultimate competitor. And whenever, you know, offense makes plays and stuff, defense, we're over on the sideline trying to, you know, help out the offense when they're coming out to the excitement and everything, especially whenever you're playing away. You know, the only excitement that you're kind of getting is from your teammates, but that's the best excitement, honestly, off the fact of getting back to the bench, you know, supporting everyone, having each other back, and then building from there.
Marcus, the locker room afterwards. I saw videos from Kayshawn. I saw videos from Patriots official. I saw Steph Diggs doing IG live. Was it as spirited, raucous, and I don't know, just plain joyful as it looked on the socials?
We were just excited to get the W and everything when it came down to it. You know, like I said, it was a big divisional game, so we were happy to get the W.
Mike Vrabel obviously brings a lot of energy to everything he does, but one area where he brings seemingly somewhat unique energy is when he meets you guys coming off the field, in the tunnel, heading to the locker room. What does that mean to you when your head coach is there to meet each and every one of you and sort of celebrate the victory, hug you, appreciate you? What does that mean as a player?
It means a lot because everyone contributed to the win. You know, everyone else that played in the game, everyone that supported, you know, every coach, you know, every player that's a part of the system and everything that we're trying to get handled when it comes down to getting the W. It means a lot to end up having the hit, man, you know, shaking everyone's hand. And whenever we get back to the locker room and stuff, it means a lot.
Marcus, before you joined us on the program, we were just having a discussion on the impact of your, I guess we'll call him interim defensive coordinator or inside linebackers coach and game day defensive coordinator, Zach Kaur. Is your confidence growing in him, and how have your interactions been with him as the season has progressed?
Yeah, man, Zach, ever since that we, you know, got there for OTAs and training camp and everything, like, we always had confidence in Zach as well. So, you know, we're happy for him, and, you know, we're always trying to support T and him whenever he comes down to it and stuff like that. And we always talked about we want to be the best defense in the league. And, you know, we got to take steps towards making plays on the ball and causing turnovers.
How much of an emphasis, I know you always want to start fast, but you guys had been allowing drives early in games, and you were going up against a Bills team that I believe before yesterday had had a scoring drive to open every half, first and second, through the first four games of the season. So how much of an emphasis was there trying to keep them from extending that streak, keep them from starting the game with a scoring drive?
Yeah, we knew that, you know, they were a very good offense, and starting fast, you know, with them is very important. But we wanted to start fast just in general, because we know whenever we can start fast and stuff like that, it helps us out later on in the game, of course. But at the end of the day, that was our main thing, just, you know, starting fast, taking it one play at a time, taking adjustments, and then go from there.
Marcus, to me, I think to a lot of people, it seems like Drake May really didn't just elevate his gameplay last night, also elevated his emotions. That looked to be the most spirited that he was. He was pretty fired up on the sideline in the game and at the game's end as well. Did you see anything different out of him last night?
Drake is my guy. He's a gamer at the end of the day. And, you know, whenever you are investing a lot of time and, you know, investing a lot of energy into the game you love and stuff like that, is, like I said, you know, Buffalo is a hard place to win at. So being able to be a part of that and, you know, managing the game, how you manage it and stuff like that, man, kudos to him.
Marcus, before we let you go here, we know Mike Vrabel is a hands-on coach, physical coach. We had the story of Will Campbell knocking him on his butt pre-draft. I know Vrabel used to play some special teams, so it just hit me. If Mike Vrabel was covering a punt and Marcus Jones was returning a punt, how would that play out?
Oh, it'll play out. It'll play out real good for me. Probably not good for him. That's about it. Let me say.
Yeah, he's big, but I feel like you could definitely make him miss out quick him a little bit there.
Yeah. The field is a little wide, so yeah, I definitely make him miss.
All right, Marcus, appreciate you joining us. Congrats on the big win, and let's keep this going. 2-game winning streak. Let's turn it into a 3-game winning streak before we talk to you next week.
For sure. Thank you all so much.
Thanks, Marcus. Have a good one. That's Marcus Jones, Patriots defensive back, on a typically not great phone. We apologize for that connection. But that was a fun answer there at the end. I love when these athletes have that. It's not even the words they say. It's that little chuckle of, like, he knows how it would go. And it would. I mean, Vrabel's freaking 50-whatever years old now and was sort of a defensive end. But he did used to cover. He did used to play special teams. And I was just envisioning, yeah, that wouldn't go well for him. I wonder when Vrabel stops doing that. Stops challenging players physically in various ways.
The second he, like, tears a labrum, rips his hamstring off the bone, gets a hernia, etc. But I think guys like Marcus Jones, who are blossoming into great overall football players, not just like a speedy little nickelback or a punt returner. I think Vrabel loves when guys can do a little bit of everything and have an edge to him like that. Marcus Jones, very soft-spoken, pleasant gentleman off the field, when you can understand what he says. But on the field, it's got an edge to him. I like it.
Oh, yeah. We've talked about it. He has, and I'm an expert in this, a little man syndrome, I believe they call it. Napoleon
LMS?
Complex. Yeah. There's a few different versions. He definitely has it, and it's why he's so great. It's why he's in the NFL, along with God-given ability and skill. But he is fearless out there, and it's why he is the best punt returner in the NFL. And I think he's brought more of that approach to defense. I think he's better on defense this year because he's more aggressive. I don't think he's sitting back and letting plays come to him and kind of reacting as much as he is taking it to his coverage responsibilities. That was an elite play last night, that interception. You know, the old cliche, put his foot in the ground and then broke on the ball kind of thing.
Yeah, he did. Undercut it beautifully.
Absolutely beautifully, and that changed that football game. Coming up here on WEEI Afternoons, we'll continue to talk about the Patriots' defense because they were a big part of the equation. We're talking about the offense, Josh McDaniels, Drake May, Stephon Diggs, but the defense held a 30-point offense to 20 points, and you came away with a victory. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I think that was a vote from Marcus Jones for hardcore as assistant coach of the year with the New England Patriots, stepping into that big role. That was indeed Marcus Jones here on WEEI Afternoons. If you missed it, you can go back on the Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y, get that to your phone, or on the WEEI Afternoons podcast, anywhere you get your podcasts. That defense, Fitzy, is, he mentioned, it wasn't in that answer, but in one of the answers he said something to the effect of, and I was listening as closely as I could, interpreting what I heard, they think they can be one of the best defenses in the NFL. And I don't know if I totally disagree. Like, when they're at full strength, and one thing we haven't really talked about, we all freaked out over the safety position. Oh my God, you're telling me Jabril Peppers doesn't have a role on this team? Jabril Peppers isn't one of your best players. Kyle Duggar, you pay him $50 million, blah, blah, like, and I don't know. They've settled into this combination of Hawkins and Woodson. And
Pettis with a splash of Duggar. Yeah.
Hasn't been terrible. Like, I'm kind of getting used to it. Like, that was an example last night with that interception. Hawkins was right behind Marcus Jones. And if Marcus Jones doesn't pick it off, I think Hawkins at least breaks it up. So, like, they're coming together as a secondary, as you noted, with Christian Gonzalez now in the mix. That was obviously the missing link.
Massive stabilizer. Massive.
Milton Williams has been among the best defensive tackles in football all year. Christian Barmore, same. Like, I feel like
Harold Landry, too. Let's give him his flowers. He's way better than I think either of us expected.
He is definitely better than I expected, and definitely bringing a value in terms of the old school. He's a Vrabel guy, and culture and leadership and what you want to do and the violence. The one thing I will say, I know they want to be violent, and I know they want to do some physical things. Please do those before the whistle and before the guy is on one knee in the backfield, so it doesn't cost you a 15-yard penalty the way they did not once, but basically twice last night with those penalties that could have been really costly. Could have been really, really costly. They were fortunate that those didn't bite them.
That's part of what Vrabel was talking about, that they were going to get to work on addressing and cleaning up immediately. And just because you pull off the upset, just because you shock the world on the nationally televised stage, doesn't mean that there wasn't a lot for you guys to get back to work on and clean up. And I think it sounds like to me, Andy, like they got the right crew in there doing it right now. And I want to ask you, who is the best defense then? Like, it's been such a strange overall season. I know we say this every fall around this time. I don't know if I know who the best defense in football is right now.
Yeah, no, I'm not sure I know either. And there's a lot that's ebbing and flowing early in the season right now with, yes, Dan Ball.
Your yards allowed leaders, just to kind of add to the conversation, speaking of a weird beginning to the season, Atlanta, Cleveland, Houston, Green Bay, and Denver are your top five in terms of least amount of yards allowed.
So I like Cleveland. I think they're a good defense. I like Green Bay. I think they're a very good defense. I think those are in the conversation. Obviously, they also have some of the best defensive players when you're talking about Myles Garrett and Micah Parsons being the heartbeat of those defenses.
Houston, too, with Will Anderson and Daniil Hunter and Stingley.
The Lions, I think, are going to play from a – they score a boatload of points. I think that's going to help the Lions' numbers defensively probably trend in the right direction with Aiden Hutchinson there. And a quick – I'm going to keep doing this all year long. Quick apologies to Dan Campbell. I apologize for underestimating you. I apologize for thinking you were going to lose Ben Johnson offense wouldn't score. Yeah. You were going to lose Aaron Glenn and your defense might struggle. They're scoring more points without Ben Johnson. Who needed Ben Johnson? Apparently it's a institutional knowledge or systemic success of scheme or whatever the hell you want to call it. But Dan Campbell rolling right now.
Yeah. Well, who is it? Was it David Montgomery who threw a touchdown yesterday?
Yes, I believe so. Yeah, they're as creative as ever. They are as successful as ever. They're continuing to make plays. Like they are tremendous. 617-779-7937. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Nick in Weymouth. What's up, Nick?
Hey, how you doing? It'll sound kind of simplistic, but it is what it is, as someone used to say. Watched three games yesterday, Patriots versus Bills, Commanders versus Chargers, and Broncos versus the Eagles. And what I saw was excellent coaching, out-coaching the other team, out-guessing, and taking away the most part of the success of those teams. I thought those three teams were exposed, by the way, somewhat. But they did it early, and they kept doing it. And everybody knows you're going to get tired in the latter quarters, and they kept it up the best. So I think this is a hell of a positive sign for the Patriots and those other two teams. And you're talking about the best defenses. My humble opinion, teams that actually know how to use linebackers and find them and use them.
All right, thanks for the call, Nick.
Not an answer.
Call back tomorrow. Ted Johnson would love that call if you want to fixate on linebacker play and why it's key to any good defense.
Try to catch your breath before you call.
Was a little winded. He was a little winded there. Like, I don't know if there were stairs involved or he dropped his phone, ran back to get it, getting in and out of the car. There was definitely some wind there. I did watch some of that Chargers-Commanders game. The key there was the mistakes that the Chargers made. They had a roughing the punter that negated a Ladd McConkey sweet punt return for a touchdown in which he hurdled the punter at the end of it. And then right after that, I think they had a penalty that negated a turnover, a takeaway on defense. Like they kept shooting themselves in the foot. Like that was actually an example of not a well-coached football team. That was more of an example. You can have a good coach and the team can still do dumb things and it could cost you a victory.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.